As the country prepares for the Easter holidays, beginning on Friday, our food markets are quite active. Consumers are coming in to buy in volume so that they prepare, you know, for the holidays. In case there will be fewer supplies, farmers are also very busy bringing commodities into market. But there isn't much change on the price side, with our prices remaining almost the same as they were on Monday. It's just showing that buying power remains suppressed. At the same time, food is not supposed to be too expensive, which is why maybe prices remain the same. And also, there's quite a diversity of food. Diversity means commodities have to share an existing budget that consumers bring to the market. As usual, I'll start with chats. That's potatoes. Potato chats are going for $3 to $4 a pocket. Small, $4 to $5.50. Medium, $6 to $6.50. Large, $7 to $8.50. Extra large, $8.50 to $9.50. Extra large are the ones that are used for making fresh chips. Most households are now able to make their own fresh chips, and you know, the potato is becoming a staple. Tomato sandak is going for $8 to $15 today. It's quite an increase of a dollar. $8 to $15 a 30 kg sandak. Wooden box, $3 to $3.50. Plastic dish, $1 to $1.50. Cabbage head, $0.30 to $0.50 a head. Corvo bundle is going for $1.50 to $2. A rape, $1 to $2. Tsunga, $0.50 to $1. Apparently, there's been a huge supply of leafy vegetables coming from Chihuahua and many other areas. That's why prices have gone down of leafy vegetables, making them quite affordable for many people. Onion, 10 kg pocket, $4 to $9. 60 kg semia, $24, $26, not changing much. And then we have English cucumber, $0.50 to $1. Cauliflower and broccoli, still $1.50 a kg, not changing much. Celery, $1, a small punnet. Chili pepper, $1. Lettuce head is going for $0.50 to $1. Cherry tomato, a punnet, $1 again. It has been like that for quite some time now. Garlic kg, $2.50 to $3.50. Apparently, many people have produced garlic, so it's not moving much faster. It requires an export market. Then ginger, $2 to $3 a kg. And then we have okra, $1.50 to $2.50. Okra actually is on song. Actually, it's demanded volume. It's coming in volumes now, coming from many areas. Mushroom fresh, $1.50. Red and yellow pepper, a kg, is going for $2 to $2.50. Apparently, green pepper and red and yellow pepper, they have different prices. Red and yellow pepper sold in kgs for some reason. They are demanded by those who make restaurants and others. And then dried food section, there's not much change. Matemba coming from Kariba, Mozambique, Malawi, and many other areas. Matemba going for $36, $38 a bucket. It's not changing much. Madola, $30, $35. Sugar beans, $18, $22 a bucket. Apparently, farmers are complaining that sugar beans, when traders come to buy from the market, from the farm, they're actually offering much lower prices, $10 to $15. Maybe it's a question of distance or what. We still need to investigate and see that. So, that farmers get good prices. Soya chunks, $3 to $5, $3 to $5 kg are going for $2 to $3. And then our dried vegetables market is not changing much. Munyemba bucket, $16, Munyeve, $14, $16, Mutsine, $15, $16, dried cove and cabbage, $15, $18. The prices remain the same for these dried commodities. They are slow movers, but nevertheless, they do very well in the market. High value crops, sweet potato, 20 liter bucket is going for $3 to $5. 60 kg semi of sweet potato is going for $24, $26, not changing really. Magogoya, 20 liter bucket is going for $12 to $15. 60 kg semi, $85 to $90. Actually, magogoya on song at the moment. Butternut semi, $35 semi, that's a 60 kg semi. Carrots, $10 to $15. There's been a huge supply of carrots. Actually, carrots are in season right now. Green pepper, $12 to $13. Cucumber, $15, $16 a semia. And then we don't have peas at all. Fine beans, $22, which is an increase of $2 from $20 yesterday. Green mealies, a dozen is going for $1, $1.20 for 12 cobs, showing that the supplies are quite high. Sugar cane, bundle, $6 to $7. And then sweet trees, that's ipa, $2 to $3 a bundle. On the fruit section, fruit basket is still quite dynamic and diverse. We have quite more than 19 types of fruits. What is missing in the market actually are masao and matou at the moment. Nyi, 5 liters going for $2.50. And then Mauyu, 5 liter going for $2.50 to $4. Looks like 5 liter is quite a big measurement. It's quite a dominant measurement in our markets. Apple, a box going for $24, $25. Avocado, single, $50 to $80 each. $50 to $80 each. and then dollar for two, for three, if it's in US dollars. Banana, $7 a crate. Grapes, $16.22. Oranges, $6.50 to $7. And then what's not in the market, Marjanja, apricots and nuts are not in the market at all. Pears, a box going for 12 to 15 straw. Strawberry, Panet, 1 to 2. Rusika, that's tamarind, a small packet, 300 grams, going for $1. Then popo, each going for $1. And then plums, Panet, going for $2. Nectarines, Panet, $1. And then peaches, box, 12 to 14. Coconuts, each is going for $1 to $1.50, depending on size. Watermelon, $1 to $1.50. Leeches, $1. So most of the commodity fruits are going for $1 each. The others are sold in different measurements, like 5 liters and others. And then we have sweet melon is not in the market. Leech is going for $1. Then tube for 5 liters is going for $2.50. Apparently, it's coming from many areas, Gokwe, Buhera, and other areas. Actually, supplies of tube. Pineapples, $12 to $15 for 10 kg box. And then lemon bucket is going for $3.50 to $4. Lemon are coming from many other areas. Many people are now conserving their orchards because lemons actually demanded throughout the year. And then in the fruit crop section, maize grain $4 a bucket, still at $4 a bucket, it's not changing. Maize mumare bucket $23, nzungumusho, that's shelled groundnuts, $22, $24, it's not changing really. And then fresh groundnuts still at $5 to $8 a bucket, actually on song. And then unshelled groundnuts, a bucket is going for $4 to $5. Mumare groundnuts, it's going for $7 a bucket. Nyimo shelled, that's a bucket of Nyimo, $20, $23 in the market. And then fresh Nyimo, the price has increased to $12 to $14 from $10 to $12, just showing that the supply is actually low, demand is quite high. Sugar beans, soya beans, a bucket is going for $12 to $15. We have had farmers who are saying they've got their soybean ready now. So they have a choice between selling to GMB or selling to the fast-moving mass markets where it's a cash on delivery. Wheat, $8 to $9. Popcorn, $16. Cowpeas, $10 to $16. Sunflower, $12. Rio, that's finger millet, $20 to $23. Munga, $10 to $12. That's pearl millet. Rice shelled, $40, and shelled, $25. We don't have sesame in the market. That's Runinga. Mapfunde, that's pearl millet, $12 a bucket. Horned cucumber, $10. That's magaka, means what? Big semia. And then poultry section, broilers, ordinary broilers are going for $4.50 to $6. Mothers are going for $8 to $9. Off layers are going for $3.50 to $4. Apparently, many people prefer off layers. They say they've got more meat and the taste is better. Roadrunner hens, that's sheche, $5 to $8 each. Cocks are going for $7 to $9. Hunger, that's guinea fowl, $8 each. Ducks, $8 to $12 each. Turkeys, going for bed, is going for $25 to $30. Pigeons are going for $1.50 to $2 each, depending on size. And then rabbits, $8. Eggs, small, $3.50. Per crate, medium, $4 to $4.50, large, $5 a crate. So this is what is happening to our markets. Our markets continue to be quite busy. They are actually offering alternatives. Ordinarily, there wouldn't be a market for most of these commodities if there were no mass markets. Mass markets play a very big role. They continue to give us signals in terms of food availability in the country as well as diversity. As we head towards the holidays, we expect more business, more dynamic buying of commodities. People prepare. Usually, holidays have an influence on the performance of our markets. As always, my name is Charles Dewa E. Mukambo.